Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My head. Hallelujah. Yeah, it is a most higher.
No other help I know about. I know.
This is a good place to go ahead and worship the living God, the one and only living God, the lifter of your head, the healer and the keeper of your soul. Yes, Lord. I know him as a keeper. I know him as a healer. I know him as a deliverer. I know him as the Lord that redeems. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our worship. Hey, all glory belongs to him. Yes, Lord. I dare you to take time to worship him on this morning. He's a Lord that never fails. He's a Lord that never fails. He's a God that never forgets. He's a God that never quits. Give him what he's due. I dare you. Hallelujah. The lifter. Hallelujah. I'm in no hurry this morning. I feel the Spirit of the Living God this morning pressing us in. Pressing us in. Hallelujah. Beyond the veil. God, we magnify your awesome name this morning, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. For it is all due unto you. Hey, you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the great creator. Hallelujah. The lifter of my head. Hey, hallelujah. He's a keeper, a keeping God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just want to thank you this morning, God. We just want to magnify your awesome name this morning, God. We just want to Shabbat your name this morning. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. They said hallelujah is the highest praise. And God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I still couldn't tell it all. I still couldn't tell it all that you are the lifter of our head. Hallelujah. You are a God that redeems. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We magnify your awesome name this morning. God, I ask that you decrease me, that you shall be increased in the word that you have given me this morning to deliver unto your people. And then, Lord, I ask that your word begin to saturate the environments of every household, every community, every home, every grocery store, every ounce, every piece of land. Hallelujah. Every corner, every dark corner in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, saturate us this morning. Hallelujah. With the Holy Spirit. God, let it infiltrate the dark places. Hey, hallelujah. Let it stretch out, God, in the dark places. Hallelujah. That your spirit, hallelujah, will cause everything, will cause the foul ground to be turned over. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise this morning. We give you glory this morning. We give you honor this morning. And God, we thank you in advance for a word of deliverance. We thank you in advance, Lord, excuse me, that you are a God that sits high and looks low, that you are a delivering God, that you are a God, hallelujah, 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 that sees all, that knows all, that you know even our silent prayers, you know our yearnings, you know our groanings, hallelujah, you know every sound, just like a mother understands every cry of a baby. You understand the things that we can only utter with a moan and with a groan. Hallelujah. And on today, God, I thank you that the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us. With every noise that emanates from our bodies and from our mouths, God. Hallelujah. God, saturate us on this morning. Hallelujah. Send your spirit out into the land on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May angels descend and ascend, God, taking our secret places, releasing them in places in heaven, God. Hallelujah. Where victory shall be won. Hey, Sheba, releasing them in heaven, God, releasing our prayers in heaven, God. Hallelujah. Where there is sweatless victories and easy wins. Before the throne room in the name of Jesus, where everything that works against us, it has to bow at the name of Jesus. And everything good. You said that you have good thoughts towards us. Things of good that you think good and not of evil and expected in a hopeful future. And God, we decree and declare this morning, we call forth those things that are not. Hallelujah. We call forth our hopeful future. We call forth the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living God. We call forth resources. We call forth more mercy and grace. We call forth the everlasting to the everlasting. Now, God, search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits and saturate anything that is not like you, God, that we may raise up a standard in the earth, God, that we are kingdom dwellers and that we operate, hallelujah, in the sufficiency of who you are and who we are in you, Christ Jesus. We know that your ways and your thoughts are higher than ours, God. But we thank you that you said that if we have a Christ-like mind, God, and if we think on these things, things that are lovely, things that are pure, that are of a good report, God, hallelujah, that you would bless us, that you would increase us, that you would cause us to raise up. Hallelujah, that you would even cause man to give into our bosom in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that the word is the evidence. Hallelujah, that you are a God that still sits high and looks low, that you are a God that is still seated at the right-hand throne of the Father making intercession for us. And on today, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that leads, guides, and directs us into all truth. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. in Jesus' mighty name this morning. And so I am going to attempt not to belabor this word this morning. We are continuing in the series. I think that there is a part three. This is part two. If the Lord says so, there will be a part three on next week. And then we'll be closing out the series entitled Ditches. And so we've been reading out of the book of Genesis. I laid the foundation for this particular series about 2 weeks ago. And I'm just going to read a little bit of the text again. I admonish you to subscribe to Sermons on Demand so that you can hear part one and part two consecutively, one after the other, so that you can get the full totality of the word and what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. Genesis 37, 21 through 24. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let us not kill him." And Reuben said unto them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again." And it came to pass, when Joseph would come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of his coat and his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him in a pit, and the pit was empty, there was no water in it. So I am going to read 22 and 24 again. And Reuben said unto them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that it is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again." And 24 says, "And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it." And so I think it's interesting, and I mentioned it on last time, that Reuben was the only one that had a conscience, right? He had a little bit of a conscience, and Reuben was somewhat strategic, just like Moses's sister was strategic, huh? And so I thank God for family members and for friends and community leaders who are strategic and operate in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I mentioned on last week that I thought that it was a little bit haphazard that Reuben thought that because they were shedding no blood, that there was no weight or responsibility or guilt, or that somehow there was less of a spiritual ramification of throwing Joseph into this pit, right? But what I love about the word is that the word is a double-edged sword. And so every time you read it, you'll get something different from it. And so this time I'm coming from a perspective that Reuben was the strategic brother of them. And so his attempt was for Joseph to be hidden in the pit. Yeah, Sheba. Ah. That'll preach all by itself, right? And so Reuben said, "Let's not shed no blood. Don't lay your hands upon him," right? And he was being strategic, and he said, "Just put him in the pit." Now, and his strategy was to go back and get Joseph and deliver him unto his father again. Now, here is the thing that I wonder about that word again when I read the scripture. And again, I'm a Native American, so storytelling always takes my mind to a place of questions, right? And so when he said deliver him unto his father again, this would suggest, right, that this ain't the first time that Joseph has found himself in a situation where Reuben would have to interject the circumstances or situations that Joseph had found himself in, that potentially there could be some things going on that Joseph had to be rescued from, out of his, whether it was out of the hands of his brothers or out of a situation or circumstance. But the word again suggests that Reuben has had to be strategic in Joseph's life before this time. And he said, deliver him in the hands of his father again. Now, when I hear father, right, because I am a woman who grew up without an intimate relationship with a natural father. So every time I hear the word father, I automatically reference my heavenly father. And I am just so glad that we serve a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances. I'm so glad that we serve a God that his mercy and his grace and is sufficient every day. It says that it's fresh every morning like the morning dew. And I am so glad that it does not matter how many times we go before the throne room, before our heavenly father, that if we go before him in a spirit of repentance, hallelujah, that we have a God that will deliver us again and again and again. And I am so thankful that, and I tell you all the time, I said, and I say it again, that atmosphere is everything. And there's a Bible scripture that says that there are more for me than there are against me. And so you have to understand that even while the enemy is strategic in coming up against your destiny and who God called you to be, that the Lord will always put at least one person, baby, in a room and in an environment that has the ability to deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. Now, that's not necessarily how this story turned out when you read a little bit further. But again, you got to stay with me because I'm going another direction. But anyhow, I'm so glad that there is at least one person that don't care nothing about what you've been through, don't care nothing about what you've done, don't care nothing about what you did, but they can go before the presence of the Lord on your behalf and make intercession, huh? Now, Jesus, he is the chief intercessor, but thank God for people in the earth who have the ability to bombard the throne room and deliver you, huh, in the presence of the Lord again and again and again. All right. And so here we go. Here we go. This is the direction that I hear the Holy Spirit taking me this morning. But, you know, the anointing of multiples rest upon my life. And so I just want somebody to understand today that God's grace and mercy is sufficient. And I am praying, huh? I am praying for a Joseph, and that there is a Reuben in your life that has the ability to see you when you are in an environment that people want to kill your gifts, where people want to kill your destiny, and that there is a Reuben that will get between you, huh, and your enemy, and ensure that you get to the place, the divine place of safety, where your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and who God called you to be can come into full fruition. All right. And then here is the second part of this message. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Now, this is highly ironic, right? And that's what I love about the word of the Lord. Y'all know I get real excited about the Bible, right? And I get real excited about how the duplicity and the multifacetedness of God. Now, wouldn't it be ironic, or the irony, that they put Joseph in a pit, and the pit had no water in it, but he was in a place called Dothan. And Dothan is a place of two wells. Now, this is what the enemy never understands about God's anointed, God's elect, and God's chosen, is that he doesn't understand that no matter what he intends to do, the enemy, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers of darkness, and wickedness in high places. And so that spirit that begins to operate in people who don't like the spirit of the living God that rests on your life, huh? Say right there that it's on me. I'm talking to you. I ain't talking to me. I'm saying this morning, I want you to say to yourself, it's on me. And see, this is what the enemy does not understand about how he strategizes, that no matter how strategic the enemy thinks he is, that God is always the ultimate strategizer, huh? And so here they thought they was putting him in a well, right? And they thought that, well, they were putting him in a ditch, and they didn't care if he was going to get dehydrated. They didn't care if he was going to eat nothing. They didn't even contemplate any of that, right? They just threw him in a ditch. But here is the thing, that the ditch, huh, spiritually, let's talk about what was taking place in the realm of the spirit. When Joseph's brothers were operating under the spirit of Lucifer, Beelzebub, of Satan, and they put him down in this ditch, is that the spiritual, huh? Say what God intended, what the enemy intended for bad, God will work it for your good. And so it was in a place called Dothan, right? And Dothan is a place of two wells, right? And so we can look at that in two different ways. We can make the assumption that that now again we're talking about multiples, not one well, but two wells. And then the Bible goes on to talk about the wells of living water springing forth up in our lives, right? But I said, Lord, what is it about this well that I keep hearing the word well? And so what I decided to do was to look up some physical wells. That's what I heard the Spirit saying to me. And this is a real short word, but you have to be able to flow in the realm of the Spirit to understand what I'm about to say to you. Now, I'm talking to Josephs this morning, and this is very interesting what God wants Josephs to know this morning. When I looked up some facts about wells, I found some very interesting facts, right? That humpback whales, male humpback whales found in U.S. water, they sing complex songs in the winter, breeding areas and waters near Hawaii, right? And so there are Josephs that have been anointed to release songs of deliverance and to pray prayers in the realm of the spirit that deliver and break chains, huh? You hear what I'm saying this morning? And then there's about 6 points I want to give you. The blue whale is the largest animal that ever lived and can grow to 90 or more feet and weigh as much as 24 elephants. And that's more than 330 pounds. And so to a Joseph this morning, when we're talking about the promises of God that are resting on those who carry the spirit of Joseph, the first promise was that the anointing that rests on your life, huh? That when you open up your mouth, huh? That the chains have to break off of those who are bound and that need to be delivered and need to be redeemed by the spirit of the living God. Do you hear what I'm saying? People who have found themselves in complex situations, situations of oppressive nature, of demonic influence. The Lord says to Joseph, Joseph, to the Josephs, those that carry the spirit of Joseph, that when you open your mouth to pray, when you open your mouth to sing, that you reroute demons in the earth realm, huh? In the name of Jesus, and that you reroute demons in the spirit realm, and that proverbial chains must break off the lives of people when they are underneath the sound of your voice in Jesus' name. And then the second point is that blue whales, that they have longevity of life, huh? It said that blue whales are the largest animal that ever lived, and they can grow to 90 or more feet. And so it the anointing, the call, the purpose, the destiny that rests on your life, it is not a minuscule thing, but it is something grandiose that happens in the realm of the spirit when you pray and when you open up your mouth and when you sing, huh? God says that you are a major prophet in the name of Jesus. And then number three, some of the spaces that whales are among the longest lived animals. And so God is promising you longevity of life, right? And that you carry the spirit of life, that you carry the spirit of light upon your life, just like people who operate in darkness, people that operate in darkness and they carry the spirit of death. God says today that not only is he promising you longevity of life, not only is he promising your children longevity of life, but those who would submit themselves underneath the sound and the unction of the anointing that rest upon your life, that God will promise them longevity of life in Jesus' name. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm prophesying this morning, and I'm trying to do it fairly quickly, and then I'm going to close out and I'm going to pray. And so this morning, this message has a duplicity to it. It has a multifacetedness to it, because that is who God is. He is a complex God who gives us very simple instructions so that we can live in the land of the living, and that we should have life and have it more abundantly. And today, this morning, I hear the word of the Lord saying, prophesy, woman of God, unto the spiritual Josephs that operate in the remnant this morning. And so number four, it says killer whales are highly social and often travel in groups that are matrifocal, a family unit that is focused or centered on the mother. All right. And so highly social. And so what I'm telling you this morning is that because you are a spiritual Joseph in the realm of the spirit that manifests in the earth realm, that the enemy has attempted to ostracize you publicly, has attempted to ostracize you socially, has attempted to label you shy, or has attempted to label you as an introvert. But here is the thing, just like if you put a whale in a tree, huh, then the whale looks stupid because whales don't climb trees. But if you put the whale in the water, baby, you can watch the whale work. And so God is shifting your environment and shifting your social circles and shifting how people have perceived you. And now they are getting ready to see you the way God sees you. That not only has the enemy been whispering and lying to them about who you are socially, but God is getting ready to crack open the heavens that will cause a manifestation in the earth that is promoting you socially. Do you hear what I'm saying? That is strategically promoting you socially, that you shall have influence in the land of the living. I'm prophesying to you this morning, and I got two more items. And then it says that beluga whales have, no, that's not the one. Is that the one? Hold on. All right. So beluga whales, they have a complex communication and a repertoire of whistles, clicks, and chirps that has prompted the nickname Canaries of the Sea. And so here again, here's that way that you communicate with angels. This is the way that you communicate in your spiritual prayer language. Is it a way that you communicate when you pray that angels stop, huh? And they take notice to your prayers. Angels stop when they hear your voice. Angels stop when they hear you singing, and they immediately respond to the voices, the sounds, the murmurings, and the utterings that come from you in the name of Jesus. Because the anointing that rests upon your life is not a little thing. And so all of heaven, just like all of heaven rejoices when someone, just one person, is saved, all of heaven responds when you open up your mouth and pray. All of heaven gets busy when you start to make pronouncements in the earth. And so don't you ever allow the enemy to stop you from singing. Don't you ever allow the enemies to stop you from praying. Don't you ever allow the enemy to stop you from making decrees in the earth realm, because it is by the unction and the moving of the Holy Spirit through your voice and through your pronouncements and through your decree that heaven responds to in the name of Jesus. And then there is one more. Let me make sure that my recording is still going. All right, we still doing good. And so there is one more item that I want to place into your hearing to my spiritual Josephs this morning. And I gave you 6 promises of God to spiritual Josephs that are manifesting, that God is raising up in the earth realm even as I speak. And so the last one says, gray whales make one of the longest Hold on. Here we go. Sperm whales were almost driven to extinction by commercial whalers who sought the whale's blubber and the unique oil derived from the spermaceti organ found in their massive heads. And so here is the thing, that all of this ties in together, talking about the unique anointing and the unique call that is resting upon your life, that the enemy attempted to ostracize you from circles of influence, that the enemy attempted to ostracize you from organizations that can strategically put you in places and place you in realms that you can be most effective, and that the call and the anointing that rest upon your life can be at its optimum level of operation when you are in the right circles. And so the enemy attempted to ostracize you. The enemy attempted to be an assassin, or to bring to extinction the call, the anointing, and the destiny to rest upon your life. And on today, God is saying that he is promoting you socially. Hallelujah. That he is detonating a fresh anointing in your life that will consume the enemy's attempt to bring your anointing and your call to a place of extinction. And because the enemy has been after you so very strategically, because the enemy has attempted to block you so strategically, and because the enemy has had network of demons that have worked in conjunction and assimilated against you very strategically, that there is a fresh anointing coming upon your life even as I speak right now. Hallelujah. God, I just keep hearing the Lord saying that he's detonating a fresh anointing within your spirit and upon your life. Say it one more time. It's on me. I'm not talking to me. I'm talking to you. I didn't already got my deliverance this morning in this word. All right. I want you to get yours. That God is detonating. And it's almost like I see in the realm of the spirit, I see a cloud of smoke where the Lord has detonated and released a fresh anointing upon the spiritual Joseph, that this cloud is is going to suffocate the enemy's tactics against you. This cloud is going to confuse the enemy's tactics. The Bible says they gather together, but they have not gathered in my name. And so the Lord is sending a spirit of confusion to the imps and to the demons and to the circles of demonic influence that have planned and strategized against who God has called you to be. And I decree it, I declare it, in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we lift you up. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you that you are a majestic God. We thank you that you are a God that sits high and looks low. We thank you that you are a God that knows all and sees all. We thank you that nothing escapes your presence, that you are a Lord that hears conversations that we never heard, that you are a Lord that strategizes against those that strategize against us, that you are a God that can release angels to fight on our behalf, that you still are seated at the right-hand throne of the Father, and that you make intercession for us. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for battle-ready warrior angels that are fighting on our behalf, even as we pray. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are raising up spiritual Reubens in our atmospheres, in our communities, in our neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Even, Lord, let them be on assignment when we are just out in the marketplace in the name of Jesus. We thank you for spiritual Reubens, God, that will ensure, hallelujah, and they will be successful in ensuring and running interception on the enemy's devices. God, we call unto assignment multiple Reubens in the name of Jesus that shall be successful and ensuring that they place a fence up around the destiny and the call and who you called us to be in the name of Jesus. We now release angels into the earth, God, that they shall raise up a standard in the earth, God, that what the enemy had intended for our bad, God, that it is now working for our good, that those that speak ill of us, God, that they will be turned against if they speak ill of us publicly. Those that try to strategize against the spiritual Joseph, God, that they will be ostracized, that they will be looked upon as strange, that they, hallelujah, will be condemned for even attempting in the name of Jesus to block the anointing, the strategy, and the destiny that rest upon the lives of the spiritual Josephs that operate in the remnant, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the spiritual Josephs in the marketplace. We plead the blood of Jesus over the spiritual Josephs in advocacy. We plead the blood of Jesus over the spiritual Josephs in the government. God, in the name of Jesus, and we sit down those, God, that have attempted to block, Lord. Hallelujah. We bring it to a place of moratorium spiritually. Hallelujah. The arsenals that have been created against the spiritual Josephs. And we cause it that it have no effect in the realm of the spirit or in the earth realm. And we'll be sure to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. For it is all due unto you. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you and we magnify your name. We thank you for the spiritual Reubens in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our spiritual place of Dothan that the enemy thought that he was delivering us into a place, a dry place. And hallelujah, it was a place of wells. It was a place, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, where our destinies were activated in the realm of the spirit. And that the prophecies that have been spoken upon our lives, the spiritual prophecies, the good prophecies, the heavenly prophecies that were released upon our lives, that they now must manifest in Jesus' name, that they now must manifest in Jesus' name. And every demonic prophecy that has emanated from every witch, every warlock, and every demonic circle of influence, that it is now, that it has not, that it shall crumble and hit the ground as dust. And this is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for this word this morning. If you would like to sow a seed into the Salt Room Apostolic Temple, you can do so at Cash App with $SALT R-O-O-M. And I tried to give you that word as much as possible within a 30-minute time span. But I just feel a wooing and an unctioning of the Holy Spirit that I am going to go to my fans only page today. And I am going to provide some of my notes and my research as the Lord was releasing that word into my spirit. And so I will post a link for that on my Facebook page. And I am even thinking about starting a study group entitled Ditches, The Spiritual Josephs Are Raising Up in This Season. And I just want you to know that that God is greater and bigger than any enemy that could be. And here is the thing about those of us that have a prophetic mantle that rests upon our lives. If you follow me on social media, you've heard a lot about my testimony, is that the enemy doesn't start start strategizing against you when you get 25 or 30 or 40. If you carry a prophetic mantle upon your life, the enemy came after you at a very, very young age. And the enemy was very strategic in creating networks against you at a very young age that have they have set up ditches, they have set up traps against you, a demonic network, and they attempted to allow or for those demonic networks to even follow your children. But on today, God says that He is a redeeming God and that He's overturning everything. Hear me and hear me clearly, that the enemy attempted to do, not only to block you, but to block your children. And this is the season that the remnant is raising up and God is promoting the spiritual Josephs. And I am going to give those, I'm going to my fans only page later on this afternoon, and I'm going to lay out those 6 points and those 6 promises that God is releasing into the lives of the spiritual Josephs, and the instructions behind what it is that the Lord is saying that He wants you to do, and out of obedience and out of discipline to ensure that the full manifestation of the word that I just gave you will come into fruition. And so the Bible says, believe the prophet and receive a prophet's reward. And so all you have to do is go and subscribe to the fans only page. And I'm excited about unfolding not only part 3 to the series on next Sunday, but I'm looking forward to teaching on this particular word, on these 6 promises today, and then again on Tuesday. May God be pleased, may God be praised, and may the devil be horrified in Jesus' name. Until we see each other again, shalom.